Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Federal agents carrying out President Donald Trump's deportation blitz are often wearing masks. Homeland Security officials say the face coverings are a matter of agent safety. But some former top U.S. law enforcement officials are raising red flags. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell has that story.
The other day on Chicago's North Side, a crowd confronted Border Patrol agents who were trying to make immigration arrests. The agents all seemed to be wearing masks.
Gotcha. And we got your face.
Yeah, f*** you. What? Show us your face. Show us your face, coward. Hey, you.
A former top Justice Department official says masks can incite public opposition. Michael Bouchard helped lead the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
When they see people coming in masks, looking like they're in Fallujah during the Iraq War, people get nervous and the tensions start to rise.
But the Trump administration says masks help protect agents' identity. On a Chicago area visit, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said assaults on immigration officers this year are way up.
Making sure that they are safe while they do this job and that they get home to their families at night, too, is incredibly important.
Still, when faces are hidden, it's harder to identify agents who are violating rights, like using excessive force.
This is all about intimidation.
Jack Riley helped run the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. He says he didn't let his agents wear masks, even when going after drug cartel kingpins in Mexico.
I also am concerned this will rub off on law enforcement in general and municipalities and cities like Chicago who are just trying to do their job every day.
When immigration agents wear masks, Riley says, it undermines the legitimacy of every other police officer. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.